It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, and a very good morning to you. My name is Jim Thorne, and today is Friday, and you know what that means. It's That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour, made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. And we have with us in studio one of our favorites here at the Blues and Arts Hour, Frazier Riddell. Frazier from Canton, Mississippi. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Jim. I love this morning show. I love the radio.
It's fun.
Why can't people drive to work at 10, though?
That's true.
So we could have this at 10.
Well, you know, if we were in other parts of the world, they would have that siesta type thing going. Well, I guess that would be early afternoon, though. I don't know. I appreciate it. Did you survive the ice and everything yesterday?
Yes, I did.
It was tough, man. Yeah, but I think we all can say thank the Lord, because it could have been a lot worse here, you know.
Oh, so. It could have been much worse. It was the driving was okay, but, you know, all the schools were out, and none of my students came yesterday.
Yeah, so you kind of had a day off, too.
I was able to do some other things.
Well, you've been busy? Staying pretty busy?
Been staying very busy.
What's been going on?
Well, at work, you know, a lot of our business is shipping things out. Mm-hmm. Actually, for 2015, Small Town Music has changed to calling our official retail hours Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
I have a banner up that says that.
Yeah.
Truth of the matter is, when I'm there, I'm there.
Yeah, yeah.
So our hours are Friday and Saturday, 10 to 5, and when I'm there, and not with a student.
But call before you haul, right?
Definitely call before you haul.
859-8596. Got it. And I want to go back to the website here a little bit later on,
okay.
But let's kick things off with a tune. You want to do that?
Oh, sure.
What do you have in mind? Anything in particular? I know you were thinking about the repertoire on your way over, right?
Well, it is the season of Lent.
That's true.
It is, you know. So today is Friday. Mm-hmm. I will be having fish today for lunch.
All right.
And so I'm going to do, over the years, at times I've had songs that I considered my Lent season songs. And I have one I've been working on for a while. And for the first time a week ago, I actually did it out live with a young man named Skylar Dixon. He's a teacher now at the Academy. And he is actually, we've been doing some gigs together. We'll be playing next week on Thursday and Friday nights at two different places. I'll tell you more about that later.
Yeah.
But the other night, I just kind of threw this out. He's good at improv, and it just felt good. But it is sort of a serious song.
All right. Well,
so maybe we'll slope up as the program goes.
Okay. Frazier Riddell.
Oh, Lord. Now those left behind, if they faked his rising, then they and he both are well worth despising. Oh no. Oh no. In Ovid's existence, there is no denying, but of his high calling, there's still plenty crying. Oh no. Oh no. Liar, lunatic, alone. Liar, lunatic, alone. Liar, lunatic. Alone.
Frazier Riddell on the That's What's Happening Blues and Arts Hour, made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Outstanding, Frazier. That is so
Thank
cool.
Thank you. Early to sing that.
That's deep, man. That is that song, though, that can cover all kinds of formats, man. It's fitting anywhere.
Well, it felt good last week. Like I said, if we were in a – that's not necessarily something I would sing all the time at a bar.
Right.
But we were at a bar.
Yeah.
And it just – it felt good, and Skylar had never heard it in his life and jumped in with some things in the right places, and it was nice.
That's great. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, hear some more live music with our guest, Frazier Riddell, on That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. I'm Jim Thorne, and it's made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. It's 19 minutes after 8, and a very good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to That's What's Happening Blues and Arts Hour, made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. Our special guest in studio, our friend Frazier Riddell, who has small town music in Canton, Mississippi, also a very talented singer, songwriter, as you just heard, musician, and a busy guy. Frazier, you were telling us that you had some things coming up. Expound on that. Where can we hear you?
The shows. Well, next week, Shane, who she's been here with me before. I've been doing duets with her for about 7 years. She's been kind of busy, and she's right now studying to be a yoga instructor, I believe it is. So I'll keep you updated on that.
Yeah,
but it keeps
yeah.
her out this next week. So a young man named Skylar Dixon from Canton, who I've known for years and worked for me a little at Small Town Music, actually, mm-hmm. years back. And I taught him a little bit. And he's teaching now back in town, teaching English at the Academy. He's doing a couple of gigs with me, and that would be at Catherine's Steakhouse in Ridgeland mm-hmm. on Thursday. We play Catherine's Steakhouse Thursday from 6:30 to 9. And then Friday night we'll be at Two Rivers in Canton, right there at the interstate, Two Rivers Restaurant. And that's an 8:30 to 11:30 show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a lot different than what Shane and I do. But I've talked to Shane, and we're thinking about doing some trios, and it just adds a whole other element because Skylar is younger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that I'm older.
No.
He is younger than I.
Well, some people may not know who Frazier Riddell is. You've been in a few times, but if you're just listening and tuning in, give us a little background of Frazier, a little bio.
Lots of people don't know who Frazier Riddell is. I mean, actually, I don't know who Frazier Riddell is sometimes. He is from Canton, Mississippi, born and raised. Grew up, got a high school at Canton Academy.
Mm-hmm.
At graduation, went off to college at Ole Miss with no real direction.
Mm-hmm.
After a year and a half or so in college, I had what I would call a born-again experience. And really, it changed my life. My I guess, adult decision to believe in God than is real. At that point, I changed my major to music, and my parents did not say no. Maybe it's because I was the last one. So music, I changed to that, got a music ed degree, mm-hmm. left Ole Miss when I graduated, back to Canton for a couple months, made contact with people I knew in Nashville, moved there, had many jobs, many, many different jobs.
And a lot of people who go to Nashville do that, right?
And pursued music, I won't say really that wholeheartedly, it seems. And got married in Nashville, had a child. Mm-hmm. When that child was two, moved back to Canton, and that was 1995. And actually probably started working harder in music than ever when I moved back. Yeah. Maybe it's because it's, you know, there wasn't a billion people just as talented as me in this area. Only a million. Because there is a lot in Mississippi.
Well, you've recorded a ton of stuff, and you've given me a few of your CDs. How can people access your work?
Oh, the CDs are available. CDBaby.com, lots of people use that. I know that all the other Mississippi artists I know, most of them use CD Baby. Mm-hmm. And even some of the bigger artists on the labels, maybe not the major labels, but mid-range levels, I've seen some of their product at the same place. And then, because that company will distribute it. So mm-hmm. the songs are also at iTunes. I've got, I think, five projects that are on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Well, when they get to iTunes, CD Baby does other digital distribution. So I've gone online before just out of curiosity and done searches, and it's like there's some place I'm just absolutely unfamiliar with that's got my stuff for sale.
Yeah, that's got to be kind of a cool feeling.
Well, it is because, you know, as an artist in the past, getting it out there, even if you didn't make money at it, was not really possible. Now you can get it out there. Yeah. You still might not make money.
Mm-hmm. But it's out there.
But it's out there, and you sort of feel good about that because you know that there's that opportunity. And with original music, it's so difficult to understand if you really – it's a struggle, I think, for a lot of artists to even believe that their work is good. Mm. It really is. And I think a lot of artists would say that. Not me, even just musical artists. I mean, gosh, when I was in Nashville, I remember I had a girl that was doing art, and I paid her for something she had done to put on a CD cover, and she had thrown it away.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's do a tune. Can we do a tune?
Sure.
For the bottom of the hour, we'll have a little tune from Frazier Riddell. Mm-hmm. What are we going to hear?
I guess I'll stay spontaneous for the time being.
Okay.
And that would be, this is one I've been working on, and I have not done it live. But I've worked on it a lot this week. So, against my better judgment, I hope I'm not wrong. I think it's ready.
All right, great. Frazier Riddell.
Say it like you mean it. Say it like you know what you're talking about. Say it like you've seen it. Even though the very things you see, sometimes you still doubt. Say it like you can prove it, yeah. Like anyone could ever prove such a thing as love. Say it like you can move it, yeah. Move a mountain or the stars up above. If you're looking for medicine, I hear there is no cure. Some days you get placebos, some days the real stuff, clean and pure. Talking about love, talking about love, talking about love, talking about love. One man is an ocean. One man is drowning in his own sea. One man is an island, like Gilligan, the found won't let him be. I got no trouble, no, I'm doing just fine. Don't be handing me that knife. I got no trouble, no, but on the other side of town, a man just lost his life. I ain't got no evidence, but I do know what is true. But you can try to prove Jesus, but take a very deep breath. Your face might be turning blue. Unless you prove it with love. Oh, talk about love. Talk about love. Talking about it, oh. Like you know what you're talking about. If you're looking for evidence, nothing's really changed. It's in your faith, it's in your works, it's in a broken heart that's been rearranged and broken by love. Talk about love. And healed by love. Talking about love. Mm-hmm. Talking about love.
That's outstanding. First time anybody's heard that outside of yourself.
Yeah, and really the talking about love, of course, in this intimate setting, I had to bring it down and not do it full voice because I would have been screaming and pegging out your meters, I thought.
Well, that, you know, I tell you what, it's a treat. You know, hearing music like that for the first time. It's outstanding. Frazier Riddell is our guest on the That's What's Happening Blues and Arts Hour, made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be blue. Frazier, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about your website, stuff going on there.
Sounds good.
A lot of fun. Frazier Riddell, our guest. I'm Jim Thorne.
It's good to be blue.
Stay with us.
It's good to be blue.
It's 25 minutes until 9 o'clock. I'm Jim Thorne, and you're listening to That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour, made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. Our special guest in studio, our friend Frazier Riddell, not only a talented musician, singer, songwriter, but the owner and operator of Small Town Music in Canton. And Frazier, there you've had some changes there. Tell us about some of the changes.
2015 has brought some changes, and there's a people that have ever been there, when you drive in, there's a one door says office on it. And that area sort of had a studio, lesson area for teaching. Actual office was mostly upstairs. Once again, we're scaling back, getting away from lots of big things, and scaling back our retail. Then the other building that you have been in before that was a music store, it was an old liquor store in the 60s when it became legal in Madison. And we're going to open that back up. And there'll be a few things in there, but it's going to be sort of opened up as a listening room, was what Susan and I have been calling it. My wife, Susan, we've been calling it a listening room. And one thing is I've been really antsy to try and get the songwriters night back up and going that we used to do at the bookstore in Canton.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the bookstore closed, and it's been quite a while now, but people really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
And so as well as that, we've discussed getting in touch with folks that are involved in the house concerts, and that's a concept where people in certain areas and communities will invite artists to their house, and they'll invite X amount of people out, and all those people pay like what would be a ticket price. So it's a very intimate setting, but it's something to enough money so it justifies that artist coming through the area.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's outstanding. I'm anxious to, you know, see how that comes together, and when it does, let us know for sure.
I am. I'm excited about the possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Frazier, you want to do another tune for us?
Okay.
What are we going to hear?
Oh heck! What the heck? Let's do the future state song.
Oh yeah, I love it. All right, I've heard this one. This is a treat.
I don't have a harp on, so I'll make it up as I go for the lead section.
All right, Frazier Adele.
I make my home in Mississippi. I love a big magnolia tree. Drive through the Delta in October. Miles and miles of cotton is all you see. Down the road, rolling on, Mississippi. Halfway from Memphis to New Orleans, you can stop and visit for a while. A little food, a little drink, and a whole lot of blues. You're sure to leave with a smile. Down the road, rolling on with Mississippi. A big magnolia tree, roots grow deep, and they say she's a diamond in the rough. Watch out, you just might wanna stay. Drive on the back roads and you'll fall in love. Breathe in the air and you will see. Walking around barefoot ain't a bad way to go. Saying howdy y'all to everybody that you see. Down the road, rolling on with Mississippi. Nothing but professional here. Yeah, it's good to be blue. Oh, now, big magnolia tree, roots grow deep, and they say, Jim, it's a diamond in the rough. Watch out, you just might want to stay. Yeah. I make my home in Mississippi. I love a big magnolia tree. Y'all come on down now if you get a chance and you're looking for a little southern hospitality. Down the road, rolling on with Mississippi. Bye-bye, Jack. Y'all come back to Mississippi. Down the road, rolling on. Mississippi, Mississippi, Mississippi.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Outstanding. Frazier Adele. And, that, I think, isn't there a petition that needs to be passed around to make that the state song?
Yeah, there.
I think you mentioned that. I tell you, if some, I mean, the state capitol and the legislature going on now, they need to hear this song, man.
Well, I would like that to happen. I'm not deep in politics.
Well, this is not really a political song. It's just
it's not, but it would be political getting it to be the state song. That would be political.
You're right about that. All right, so I got to ask you this. I want to go back to your website, and you do live music and performances and that sort of thing. It's always a treat to go to your website, smalltownmusic.com. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you.
I got to read a disclaimer, part of it. Can I do that?
You can. Right. Yes, I think I know what you're about to say.
Part of the disclaimer, smalltownmusic.com, it says, dancing to some of these songs may cause a heart attack or other damaged muscles. Women who are pregnant should not dance to Mustang Sally or Brown Eyed Girl, as this may cause your child to have musical distaste at birth. Please note that I and most musicians that I work with do not like many of these songs. Yes, and even sometimes could say we hate them. The playing of these songs by a musician repeatedly may cause jaded bitterness for an indefinite amount of time. That's awesome. So you want people to know what they're getting.
And not that there's anything wrong with those songs.
No, they're great songs.
They're great songs.
Play them over and over, I guess.
Yeah, you know, at some point you do get to. And I'm glad you said something about the website. I'll tell you, I had a guy call. This is about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks maybe. And he goes, I was looking at a Larrabite, but he says, you know, your website is like, you know, really difficult to navigate. and really that's true. I mean, compared to a fancy, you know, like eBay or I mean, some of those they've designed those to be able to navigate and get to things. With my site, if you find something, you know, it's like you may be lucky to find it again.
Well, it's fun just exploring. I mean, I see new things every time I go on there.
You have to explore. And that guy on the phone, I said to him in as nice a way as I could, I said, yeah, it's not easy to navigate, and that's probably not going to change.
Well, and also see that you had 2 billion visitors over a 5-year period, right?
Okay, that might be an exaggeration.
A stretch, right?
That might be a little bit of a stretch there. But you notice, I did note that that was by dishonest counters.
That's true. Yeah. All right. Frazier Riddell, our guest. We're going to take a break. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to 103.9 WYAB. It's the That's What's Happening Blues and Arts Hour, made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. We will be back. 12 minutes until 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Jim Thorne, and you're listening to That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour, made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Our special guest in studio, Frazier Riddell. Frazier, you also do recording. You record music yourself. You record other people, too. And I'm intrigued by this. I was listening to something a week or so ago, and I can't even remember where it was, but they were talking about recording analog, going back to analog, and now everything's in the digital age. Is that viable? And if so, what are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are, if money were no object and grew on trees, I would go pick some and I would order like an analog 16 track or 24 track machine and record on the tape. I still think I personally believe there is a warmth there. Now, that has to do, I think there's, you know, some of it is how, you know, emotional is the music to begin with. Mm-hmm. If it's, you know, if it's shake your booty, you know, do you really need to be analog?
Yeah.
You know, dun, 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 shake your booty, or whatever, you know. You know, because I don't know. There's something in the low end especially. There's just a warmth there. And part of it is when you record, if you record analog and you play back, you are listening to sound waves. You are not listening to a conversion to zeros and ones, and then on playback, a reconversion of those zeros and ones into a sound. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, you're talking, you know, talk to a photographer about pure photography. I mean, a really pure photographer, the practical ones will say, I can't do film, you know, because at a wedding, I've got to go do, you know, and digital is gotten really good. Mm-hmm. But it's still, if you're talking about art and real impressions, there is a difference between zeros and ones and a sound wave that looks like a wave on the ocean.
And I think you're right. I think we have technicalized the arts, and it is interesting to see this kind of going back. Like, for example, LPs are coming back. You see them on sale now.
Yeah, well, there's a young man from the Canton area, and he's back in this area now, named Ted Gainey. I don't know if you've
met. I do know. Yeah.
Okay, that's right. We talked about the show the other day, mm-hmm. and Ted is working with some artists, and they're actually putting out vinyl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, that is one thing I've yet to do. Vinyl was on the way out when I did my first project many years ago, so my very first project was actually on cassette. Just budget-wise, I couldn't go to the vinyl pressing. But if you were to record analog and mix down analog and then go to an LP, you would be able to achieve some warmth there. I have one project, Life's Little Twister.
Yeah, and that's on your website.
Yeah, and that CD goes back, I don't know, 10, 8 years, something like that. On that, I have two songs on there that were done on an 8-track. For a while, I'd gotten an 8-track analog machine. And, you know, when I listen to them, I can hear a little bit more warmth in the tune. And also, you know, that thing is that's just a tape that's rolling across a head. Mm-hmm. There's probably slight variations in the speed. I mean, in the same way that when I sing a song here live, unless you were to put a pitch machine on me, my pitch is not going to be perfect. I mean, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. There's, you know, and with a lot of pop music, there's some of the staleness that it seems to me it may not, catchiness may not stand the test of time. Some of it probably will, because who knows where the true heart of that or the origin of that song was. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, even if it's a simple song, there may have been a true heart in Come On, Get Happy. Because I'm happy,
yeah.
You know, that's a, yeah. I mean, who, you know, I don't know, because I don't know the guy. It there may have been real heart in the writing of that song. So in that sense, it may last. I lost my train of thought.
No, that's fine. let me take off on that, though, Frazier.
Yes.
Frazier Riddells, I guess, by the way. Writing. You write a lot. You write a lot. You've got a lot of your music recorded. And I guess, and it's your styles are varying. I mean, a lot of different formats that your music could fit. What would you tell somebody that's a writer, a songwriter, and that sort of thing for inspiration? We talked about something earlier in the program about some people may not even consider what they do as good enough. What would you talk to? How would you respond to that?
One encouragement would simply to be to say to them, you know, look at what's popular, because not all of it is good. Also, look at this thing that was popular. So many songs from the past, you could go out and buy the album that song was on, and nobody, hardly anybody, knows anything else on there.
Yeah.
Somebody got in and did some producing magic and made this one thing a hit, and nothing else went anywhere. And I don't know. It's just personally, I think and hope that my writing has gotten better simply because I've done it. Kind of like I feel like my playing has gotten, just my natural ability has gotten better over the years from doing it. And I think writing can be the same way. If everybody in the audience, look at this piece of paper I'm holding up. Okay,
I see.
Can you see it?
Yes.
Visual. Oh, you can see it. Okay.
I can see it.
And you need a Facebook page so you can post pictures. But you see, this one is just, you know, I used to write with pens. Now, lots of times I write on a computer.
Right.
But like, I printed this out, and you can see just scratching, all kinds of stuff.
Got notes on it.
Yeah. And sometimes things will just happen, and it's right from the beginning. But more often than not, it's not. Mm-hmm. And you started with just encouraging people, though. Yeah, it's just be encouraged by the fact that it's a good chance that somebody you know that wrote something amazing has felt the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. They have felt that it was not worth anything. And, you know, that judgment, if you write it and it never goes outside of your room, I mean, how can you even judge it except by yourself? Mm-hmm. You know, I take my things out live, and sometimes that changes the song. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was even leery to sing that, you know, talking about love thing, or say it like you mean it, because I have not played it live. But I played it so much at the house. Well, heck, even the other one, the Liar, Lunatic, and Lord, I played it once out live. Mm-hmm. But I had really, really played it. And the young man Skylar I'm working with, we've discussed doing songs. He's big on not doing a song unless he knows it, especially lyrically. Mm-hmm. And I do understand that point, because when I do a song and even if it's an original, and I'm having to look at a lyric sheet, well, you just can't express the heart in quite the same way. is when you have it, when it's in, you've internalized it.
That's terrific. Fraser Riddell, and you need to check out his work at smalltownmusic.com or go by his store in Canton, Small Town Music, and you're open retail Fridays and Saturdays now, right?
Yes, retail is Friday and Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. I mean, I've had people call me and say, yeah, I will be there Friday. I'm here today on Wednesday, and I will be here at 2:30, and I don't have any lessons until 3:30. Mm-hmm. Those people will come by. And I can work with them.
All right, 601-859-8596.
Call before you haul. That's the trick.
Let's take us out on a tune, would you?
Oh,
woo. You do that. Fraser Riddell has been our guest on That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour, made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. I'm Jim Thorne. Thanks so much for listening, Fraser. Thanks so much for coming in.
Have another drink, another shot of cheer. Death might be close, but God's more near. I see it all like a spotlighted deer, frozen right here in my tracks. I babble like a prophet, sin like a saint, pretend that I can find out I can't. My wife looks at me like I'm sniffing pain, and something fell between the cracks. Call the neighbors, my house is on fire. Call the wrecker, I got a flat tire. Call the preacher, we'll all conspire and pretend that we understand. Give me some of this, give me some of that. I eat a lot of Cheetos and wonder why I'm fat. I love my dog and I love my cat, but I wouldn't eat but one of them hot. My son is yelling, it's time to light the grill. I try hard not tell him to chill, cause it gives me that look like he never will. Let me call another shot. Call the neighbors, my house is on fire. Call the wrecker, I got a flat tire. Call the preacher, we'll all conspire and pretend that we understand. Pretend that we understand. Good to be blue, Jim.
It's good to have you here, Fraser. Thank you so much. Fraser Riddell, our guest on the Mississippi Blues and Arts Hour. Jim Thorne here. Next week, we'll have with us in studio Darden Wade, and we'll talk about some history of pop music. That should be a fun program. Remember, you can hear the program online when you're not near a stereo. Anything that we broadcast is streamed online at wyab.com. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, you're more than welcome to do that. My email address is jim@wyab.com. That's jim@wyab.com. Y'all have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless. Thanks, Fraser.
Y'all come back.